/thesoundroom for your chance to win, or better yet, go to 1661 Clarkson Road, 1/2 mile south of Highway 40, and check out what the Sound Room has to offer you. The Sound Room, the same price and better advice. Take my advice, just like I did. The Sound Room, facebook.com/thesoundroom.
Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands. 5 times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouthwatering flavors. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, did you hear that that commercial we just ran? They mentioned Ivanovich Vodka.
Ivanovich.
Yeah. Wasn't that Donald Trump's wife, first wife? Ivanovich Trump, something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's her vodka. Well, folks, it's Monday. Maybe some of you had a frustrating weekend wondering, why won't this cell phone do fill in the blank? Why won't my computer fill in the blank? I'm trying to buy a television. What's LCD, LDD, plasma, 4, whatever? We have the guy who can answer all that for you. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he is brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. I'm going to give you numbers, and you're going to call. And you're going to have a question, and he's probably going to be able to answer it. It's a cold day in you-know-where when he can't answer it or get you the answer. So here we go. Your technological questions go to these numbers, 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. That's where most of the lines come in. Then if you can't get in there, jump on this one. See if you can sneak in this one, 888-550-KTRS, which is 550-5877. And now, ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
Excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing really well. And the only thing that I have to mention that has to do with what you talk about is the Cone Radio. Are you familiar with it?
I am not.
I saved this article. And it's $400. It's a Wi-Fi radio. And it learns, you know how Pandora, you can kind of build a type of genre of music and it knows what to look for. This goes beyond that. This is a Wi-Fi radio, $400. It gets to know you and what you listen to over time. But it's even more sophisticated than any of this other stuff. In other words, you set it by the bed. And in addition to, you know, when you turn it on, it'll just start playing the stuff you have let it know that you like and anything real similar to it. But then you can also, it's voice activated, you can just say, Rolling Stones. And it just starts playing all the Rolling Stones stuff. Or you can say, Satisfaction. But and boom, it's there.
Wow.
It's instant. It's right there. It's called the Cone. And it says you can arrange to hear specific content through a combination app on your iPhone, or you can just say out loud what you want, and it will seek it out of the air and grab it. Every time I think I've heard something that's beyond belief, something else comes out that's beyond belief. So I don't know if it's going to be something. It's kind of a goofy-looking thing. It's a little big and clunky-looking by the side of the bed. I'm looking at a picture of it here. But you know what? Nothing will ever replace the large morning show in the afternoon.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't say on here that the Cone has the ability to do what we're doing right here. So there you go.
I have a question for Jose.
Sure.
On the tablets, I want to get like a tablet and get maybe like a Windows tablet, not a not an the iPad.
Okay.
Is 32. There's 32. There's 16. We've seen 8, and then there's 2. Is it 2 gigabytes? I think of.
Well, you know, you don't want 2.
No.
No. They say 2 gigabytes. I think of memory or something like that. And all I see is the 2 gigabytes, and then the 32. Is that the gigabytes?
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you right now, I have an iPad with 16. I wish I had 32.
There's two different Windows tablets. One of them actually runs Windows 8.1, similar to what the PCs run. So you can run all of your sort of Microsoft and Windows applications. Then there's one of them that it runs Windows 8 RT, which is not a Windows-based operating system, but it comes from Windows, and it has a specific set of applications that run similar to if you buy an Android tablet, you can only run Android apps, and if you buy an iPad, you can only run stuff from the Play Store or the iTunes Store. So bigger is always better as far as the amount of storage you can get in those things.
Yeah. Nobody has ever said, I wish I didn't have so much storage space.
No.
No, they have. It's like nobody's ever said, man, I wish I had a smaller garage. You never hear people say that.
The same thing when people come to me and they're trying to pick between two televisions and one's bigger than the other.
Wish I'd gotten a smaller screen.
Yeah, no one's ever come back and said, that's just too big. No. I can't take it.
No. So get as big as you can afford. That's what he's saying, I think.
Okay.
Speaking of pads, if you have an iPhone and iPad, you should be looking forward to the latest release of the iOS operating system from Apple called iOS 7.1.
Hmm.
And they're going to sneak it in as usual, and you won't be able to say no. You'll just have to install it. Supposedly the additional things that come with this is something called CarPlay, which is an interface that should link to your car for voice-activated things. That's only going to be available on the iPhone 5, 5S, and 5C.
I'm not sure I understand what you just said.
CarPlay?
Yeah, well, only certain cars, though.
At the moment. But you have to have a phone that's compatible with the car as well.
Okay. So a person with an 8-year-old car, this is irrelevant.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay.
Well, likely they don't have an 8-year-old phone, though.
Okay.
Windows XP, tomorrow is the last Microsoft patch that you will ever see if you're running Windows XP.
I don't even know what a patch is.
It's an upgrade that they are a bug fix, kind of like when Apple sends out updates to its operating system.
Okay.
Windows sends out updates to the Microsoft XP Windows. However, they're ending lifetime support starting next month on the 8th, April 8th. So if you have XP, you roughly have about 30 days to pick up a new operating system. Either Windows 7 or Windows 8, depending on which you prefer. But XP, starting next month, is not going to be a good operating system to have on your computer because when Microsoft releases its patches, they cover vulnerabilities that have been discovered. Security issues and that kind of stuff. So they're no longer going to be fixing those vulnerabilities. So the people that know how to get into your machine and take your data are just waiting. The biggest problem I see is that 95% of all ATMs run on Windows XP.
Wow, really?
So they've got to figure out, and the hardware that you use back in the day will not support either Windows 8 or Windows 7, so they're going to have to figure out either a different operating system to run the software that your ATM uses, or you're going to see a lot of upgraded ATM hardware here shortly.
I did just think of one thing I want to mention, because this came to me a couple of days ago, and I thought this was over and done with, and everybody knew this scam, but apparently not. And it's the email, and sometimes it's from actual people I recognize. Let's say it said email from Jose Hernandez, mm-hmm. and it's the, I sure hope you get this in time. I'm in Europe, and right. My wallet was stolen. I can't believe I'm still getting that. That's been going around for like 8 years or something, I guess there are still people who see the name, and they think, oh, my goodness, our friend Jose is stuck and can't get out of Europe. We need to wire him some cash.
Right. And that virus continues to move around in people's machines, and what it does is when it infects someone's machine, it takes all the addresses out of their address book and sends that message to all of them.
Wow.
And last but not least, for those of you who have more money than anything else to do with, a company in Texas called Chaotic Moon Studios has created a device called Cupid. It stands for Chaotic Unmanned Personal Intercept Drone. They make a drone with an 800,000-volt taser on it.
I saw this. I saw this on TV.
And so basically when your home alarm system goes off, it launches the drone. The drone goes out and finds the intruder, then sends you a little note on your phone and says, is it okay if I zap this guy?
Beautiful.
Wow.
I'm all for it.
So phone calls, please.
All right. I got them. Let's start with Julie. Julie, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Good, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. Except over the weekend, I was. I have a Canon 30D, and I was trying to load. I have the new Windows 8.
Mm-hmm. Julie, did you say your Canons are 30D? Is that what you said?
Yeah, actually, my Canon's 40D.
Whoa!
Thank you for that. All right. Okay. Take all the time you want.
Anywho, it usually when I put the card in, it'll pop up, do you want to import these pictures from the Canon EOS? Mm-hmm. I just click yes. If it doesn't pop up that, I just go to file and put import, but I have not been able to import my photos.
And this is with the card in the camera using a USB cable?
It was just popping the card in the tower itself.
Okay, have you tried plugging the USB cable into the camera itself, and then letting the computer recognize?
I've never had to do that before.
Yeah, well, you got Windows 8. That's kind of.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I would also
go away.
I would want. Yeah, things just go away, kind of like when Apple does it as well. Right, Frank. I think you can testify to that.
Yep.
What I would do is wander out on the net to the Canon website.
Uh-huh.
And under support, look up the 30D, and then the fact that you're on a Windows 8, they may have a quick workaround for you, like a new driver.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
There's somewhere to start, and you have a wonderful week.
All right, Julie, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
James is next. James, say hello to Jose.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, James. How are you?
AM and PM.
Thank you, James.
Hallelujah. I have a friend of mine that I talk to from Virginia, and we're trying to video chat through phones, but the problem is she has an iPhone, and I have a Droid phone. And
yes.
You know, Droid has the G, the Glide, and Apple has the FaceTime,
yes.
And so that doesn't work, and we try to Skype it, but on her side, it doesn't Skype too good. Is there an app out there that handles both systems?
I don't know. I've never looked for one. Usually Skype will fix the problem on both ends.
I thought FaceTime would work on both also.
No, FaceTime is exclusively
Apple. Is that right?
I think. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, she tried Skyping from her computer, and she can't get the video to work, and they told her to download this and download that, and her son told her that. Sometimes Skype doesn't always work.
Correct.
So I don't know what else to do because we got two different systems.
James, is this your girlfriend?
Soon to be. We're working on it, but distance is keeping us from doing that.
Well, here's how you find out who loves the other one the most. Which one changes phones loves the other one the most. You say, if you love me, you'll get yourself a phone like mine.
Right.
And if she says, no, you get a phone, then dump her. This is a good test.
Right.
Yeah. That's my
James,
solution.
I'll do some research this week and talk about it next week, hopefully.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Right, good luck with this, James.
All right.
Don't get married. Okay. There goes James. Here comes Lori. Lori, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. This is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Lori, you have a wonderful voice, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I'm your favorite age.
I think you probably are. How old are you?
44.
That's it.
Oh, wow. How did she know that?
Well, as we say in St. Louis, 44, and I am A in the PM.
Of course you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
My question is, I have a Toshiba satellite laptop, and it's about 2 years old.
Yes.
And the other night, I was carrying it from one room to the other. It was still on, and it just made a terrible noise. It said all this stuff on the screen. I couldn't even tell you what it said. It shut down, and now it won't restart.
Okay.
It does have a Windows 7.
Yep.
Is this like a Windows problem?
It's more likely a hardware problem with the laptop.
Now, there is one brand, Lori, that to make it work, you have to sit on it. No, wait, that's the Toshiba.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah, Toshiba.
Lori liked it. She's not laughing, but she's suppressing
her
laptop. Did you buy it somewhere locally?
Like Office Max, I think.
Okay. I would wander back over to the Office Max people with it and see if it still has, if it's still under warranty, because normally there'll be 1 or 2 year warranties on those.
Okay. I think it's like 2 years. I think it's, I got it on Black Friday. I think it was 2 years and not at Thanksgiving.
Right. So I would get over there and see if you can get it warrantied.
Okay, and if that, if not, then what could I do?
It depends on what the hardware failure is. If it's something on the motherboard, it's probably going to be easier and cheaper for you to pick up a new laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Hard drives you can replace. I presume you have the emergency disks that came with the Toshiba?
Maybe if I still have the box, they're in the box?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And basically what you'd do is you'd get a new hard drive, have that installed, and just restore from those disks.
Okay.
Oh, oh, sorry. Sorry it's broken.
I know. I hate this.
All right. Lori, thank you for listening.
All right. Can I ask you what I should, what, how should I be backing up my computer? Because I'm going to lose stuff because I haven't previously backed up. What should I be doing?
People do it a couple different ways. They use cloud services like, I don't know, Apple has iDrive and there's...
Is it Carbonite?
Carbonite has another pretty good one.
Okay.
I personally use an external hard drive that plugs into a USB port.
Okay.
And then I back up to that.
Those aren't that expensive, right?
No, they're less than, you can get a terabyte for less than $70.
Okay. All right. The next computer, I'll be doing that.
Very good.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Good
luck.
Thank you, Lori. Mark is next. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Jose, how you doing?
I'm all right, Mark. How are you?
I'm AM into PM.
There you go. That's how he's doing.
Jose, mine's really not a question. Mine's more just something you should maybe mention to people as an informational idea. The my wife and my father-in-law both received calls, my father-in-law on Saturday and my wife today, somebody calling out of New York saying that they've detected a Windows problem on your computer.
We just talked about this. Last week it happened to me.
Yeah, okay. I missed that one, but apparently they're hitting the St. Louis area pretty hard. I think it's been on the news. They even mentioned it, but... But I live in Granite City, Illinois, and they were definitely dialing the 618 area code.
Correct. Yeah. If somebody calls you with information like that, just hang the phone up.
Oh yeah. My wife told them we don't have a computer.
That's a good way to get rid of them.
You know, they won't call back then. So anyhow, I just wanted to throw that out there for the public to hear. And you guys, you know, I know you talked about it, but maybe just let them hear it again since it just seems to be prevalent in the area.
Thanks, Mark.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. And Bridget is here. Bridget, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Good, Bridget. How are you?
Good, thanks. I hope my phone don't go dead. I have a question for you. About a week ago, I had Hotmail email address, and then it went to Outlook. And about a week ago, we kept getting these pop-ups saying we have to, like, update security and put a code in and blah, blah, blah. And I thought it probably maybe was a scam, okay? So... Mm-hmm. Anyway, I tried getting a hold of Outlook, and I had these 877 numbers, and I got some guy from somewhere, and he was telling me, oh, all these emails have been being sent from your email address to, like, Romania and all this. So I knew that was a scam. My problem now is I can't get my emails. He keeps asking me for this code. Put in your email address. When I do, it says it's not the right one, and neither me nor my husband, and I have an MSN account, by the way, mm-hmm. can get our emails, and I don't know what to do.
Have you called MSN.com?
You know, there's so many different phone numbers, and
right.
I tried calling Outlook. I was on, you know, the line forever, and then it went to a busy signal.
Yeah, not Outlook and the people that you want. You're running Windows 7, I presume?
Yes.
Go to your Start button, and in the little bar at the bottom.
I'm not there now, but...
the little bottom left-hand side, type in the word System Restore.
I can't write this down. I'm in the car. But so I go to Start, go to System Restore.
I'll tell you what. Bridget, send me an email when you have a moment at techquestions@ktrs.com, and I will supply specific instructions.
I appreciate that. And by the way, Ian, I know a good relative of yours. He works for my brother-in-law. But anyway.
All right.
Okay, so go to tech. I'm sorry, can you repeat the email again?
Techquestions@ktrs.com. KTRS.com.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bridget.
Bye.
And by the way, sometimes if you call for tech support and the company's headquarters is in the capital of Idaho, you'll get a Boise signal.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Busy Boise.
See what I did? Boise. See what I did? That's comedy. That's real comedy. Jose is suppressing the laughter, but inside he is slapping his knees. But I love it when the ladies call. Emma, I know we're running late, but Mr. Londoff doesn't mind abbreviating a little. Well, he does, but he'll just have to. Emma, how are you? Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm with my dad, and we want to let Frank and the crew know that we're AM and the PM.
There you go. Right. You can't hear that too much.
Huh?
What's your question for Jose?
Oh, we tried downloading the malware by security on our computer that Jose said was free, and it did not let us download it. It said we had to buy it.
Okay. Did you go to malwarebytes.org?
Yes, we did.
All right, go to download.com and put in Malwarebytes in the search and download it from there. Now, when you install it, it has a 30-day trial that it activates unless you uncheck it. That in 30 days, it'll want you to buy it. But you can install it without activating that 30-day trial.
Yeah. And Emma, by the way, AVG's gotten real bad about this, too. AVG has a free download that Jose taught me about for virus protection. But they make it so difficult to figure out how to get the free download because they want to direct you to the paid
ones.
This sounds exactly the same way to me. You just have to keep pecking and picking away. You'll figure it out. But they want to steer you to the ones that cost. You'll get it eventually. You just have to really look at it.
Yeah, right here, I have malwarebytes.org up. There's Buy Pro now on the left, and then Free Version Download on the right. So,
okay.
Actually, Emma, if you'll go to the KTRS webpage, under the show tabs, under the large morning show in the afternoon, if you'll page down a little bit, there's a tab that says Tech Questions. It has the actually direct link to download it for free.
Okay, and I also have another question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Could I tell Frank a joke?
Well, I'm right here. Let me ask him. Frank, can she tell you a joke? Sure. Go ahead, Emma.
Okay, this is one my art teacher told me.
Okay.
Why are redneck murders so hard to solve?
I know this. Hang on. Because you need, something about teeth, right?
Yeah, there's no dental records, and all the DNA is the same.
There you go. There you go. Good job, Emma. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me be on your show.
Well, how old are you, Emma?
I am 22.
You are my favorite age. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And, boy, Londoff is just not going to be. But he likes women, too. I like women. We all appreciate women. Let's get Debbie in here, and then we'll close it out. Debbie, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hi, Debbie.
My question is, it's in the email. I have MSN for my email, and you know how sometimes I want to go to my kid's school website, I can click on the teacher's name,
mm-hmm.
and if you click on the name, then an email window will pop up for you to use.
Right.
So I've tried to send my email from that particular pop-up, and it corrupts. It says, pass, not something, MSN, whatever. I couldn't send in this pop-up window that came to me. And what I did the other day was I noticed that it started downloading emails and sending emails, right. old emails. And so I hit this cancel button, but not before, I think like 25 emails got sent out. And these emails go back to September, October. Some of them were to my kids' schools and some businesses, and they're all emailing me back, we don't understand your inquiry. So why does that happen?
What version of internet browser are you using?
What's that?
When you go to the website, what application do you load to get to the website?
Just Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer. I would recommend that you download either Firefox or Google Chrome, and that should take care of most of those problems for you.
Okay, I will try it. Thank you very much.
Debbie, how old are you?
I am 48.
Favorite age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, guys.
Well, this is another tremendously successful segment and problems solved. Who knows? We may have kept somebody from jumping off a cliff or something. They were so frustrated. If you didn't get your question answered, you can email Jose Hernandez at techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And please don't forget that it's the folks at Orec. ORECK, yes, the great vacuum cleaner name, but so many other great home care products. It's those stores that make this segment possible. 7 of them, locally owned and operated. Go and tell them your AM and the PM and give it up if you would till next week for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. We go directly to John Londoff. This show is just boom, boom.
Oh, man.
I mean, you can't take a breath. John, how are you?
Boy, unbelievable.
I know, and
getting to talk to Dan, and whew, I got to say how exciting that was.
Well, look, I knew you wouldn't mind. These were cute-sounding ladies. You don't mind if we give them a little extra time and chop a little of yours off on rare occasions.
I don't mind at all, as long as I get my time in and I get my...
Well, you'll get it in later, another day. We'll make it up.
We're making it up right now. When we just started.
Wow.
I was on the phone with Dan. I mean, maybe with Dan. Boy,
you know, that actually counts against your time when you're talking to Dan. That counts as air time.
Hey, say hi to Randy and Gayla Mathenia. Randy and Gayla are AM and the PM. Say hi to Frank and Dan and Ian.
Hi, Frank and Gayla.
Hi, Randy. Where's Gayla?
Gayla.
I'm Frank.
Gayla.
Gayla.
Mathenia.
Oh, he said Gayla.
Mathenia. Well, it's Mathenia.
Oh, Gayla. Mathenia.
Here, let me go a little slower.
They're not related to people at Mathenia Heating and Cooling.
Heating and Cooling. In my office.
Mathenia Heating and Cooling. And why are these folks in there, John?
Randy, go ahead and tell them. AM and the PM.
Of course, that's why they're there.
Hopefully, maybe buying a car.
Yeah. Buying a Traverse. Bought a Traverse.
All right.
And did I tell you what? If we make a deal on this Traverse, would you get us on the AM and the PM show, Frank's show? And I said, sure. Of course I would.
Wow. Hey, if that's...
I just asked him. I said, hey, since you're with Mike Rakowski, Mike, say hi to the AM and the PM. The sales rep. Mike's been with us a long time.
I believe we refer to him as Mike G.
Mike G.
Yeah. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Now we're sending... Randy and Gayla have been here since noon. And it doesn't usually take this long, but they wanted to do the show, so we're going to buy their dinner just right up the street at Rizzo's restaurant. Yeah. Randy, what did you say? You bought a lot of cars and no one's bought you dinner.
That's correct. First time.
And Randy, no one's ever put you on the live radio show either when you bought a car, did they?
No, sir, Frank.
Yeah, there's so many things, so many perks, advantages, special services you get at Landolf. You just don't get anywhere else. And by the way, Randy, Gayla's your wife, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buy the most expensive thing that restaurant has on the menu. If John's picking up the tab, get a steak, get two steaks, one, and then get another one for carry out to take home. That's my advice. And by the way, do what he does to me. If they sell wine, say, what's the most expensive bottle of wine you got, and get that.
Get whatever you want. Because guess what? It's coming off of Frank's invoice.
Oh, man. It turned on me.
Uh-oh, get a burger and an appetizer.
Turned on me fast.
You just keep spending, all right? We plan to eat well.
Well, now, Randy, let me ask you something. I don't mean to... Your wife can answer this, too. You think it's safe to say that without this show, you may very possibly have either not bought the vehicle or bought it somewhere else?
That's true.
I think it's true in so many, like hundreds of cases. Oh. That's what I think.
Yeah, don't get too carried away.
He goes, yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah, he hates hearing
that. We looked for and we bought it.
I'm sorry?
Hear that? Yep. And he also said at one point, I think your segment makes the entire show.
Everybody sounds so far away from the phone.
That's because we are.
Oh. There you go.
You know, it's funny how it's always John that says they say that. They never say it. John says, oh, they think my segment, my contribution. They never say it.
Yeah, no, I've heard it.
Yeah, that's all you need to say. You've heard it. Yeah. But he had to say that you thought it was the best, which means you never said that at all. He'd said it. He always does that, though. That's okay. All we care about is that you're a happy customer.
The man's trying to talk right now, and you just kept... Oh.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Randy.
You're interrupting. That's usually never happens.
What do you want to say there, Randy? Go ahead.
No, it's exactly right. I enjoy the show, and I enjoy when Johnny's on there blowing that duck call.
I just blew my duck call for Randy and Gayla. He goes, can you really blow a duck call? I'm going to tell you what, two ducks crashed into the window in my office, right? That's what happened.
That's how good it is. See how he did that?
Yeah, I see what I did. I blew it and two ducks crashed in the window. It's actually almost funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Are you a hunter? Randy, are you a hunter?
Yes.
What do you hunt?
Deer.
Okay, good. Come on, kill them around my house. They've torn up four of our cars.
It's called Harvest.
Oh, that's right. I don't care what you call it. Just get rid of it. Far too many. It's the reason I can't ride a motorcycle anymore. Too dangerous out where I live.
That's the only reason?
Yeah, that's exactly the only reason. I had 16 motorcycles in my life and haven't had one for at least 8, 9, maybe about 9 years because of the deer population. You hit one on a bike, you're done. Well, you're the paralyzed or you're dead.
Trade that motorcycle in. We take.
Oh, I don't have it. I haven't had one for, like I said, 8 or 9 years. I'm through with that as long as we're in Wildwood. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't see you moving. But, you know, we've got the March Midwest Madness sales event going on here. We're going to cure your winter blues. Matter of fact, the deals here at Johnny Lawnup Chevrolet are as hot as those St. Louis Blues Hockey Club.
Oh, yeah, they are hot.
They are unbelievable. They're on fire. We were just talked today to our good friend and spokesperson, T.J. Oshie, number 74. You talk about hot.
Scored a goal last night.
I believe you give him a vehicle to drive at no charge, don't you?
No, he and his family have bought 3 vehicles.
I know you've given some hockey players or other athletes vehicles to drive in the past.
I don't give really. I mean, I've given you some.
I gave you a vehicle
to drive.
Yeah, till mine came in.
It was just like was nothing really.
Till mine came in and I could pay full sticker for it. Yeah, I had something temporarily. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll get you something else. How's that?
No, hey, I'm fine. I'm good.
Hot deals. Chevy Spark. $8,900 for a Chevy Spark.
Stop it.
Hit me. Huh? Only $12,900 for a Chevy Cruze. Only $10,900 for a Chevy Sonic. We have $17,900 for a Mel. We have got a lot of cars. We're gonna one less Traverse in stock, thanks to Randy and Gala. You remember them?
Yeah, the Matheniers.
The Matheniers are still here.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I can hear the silence. I know they're there. Yeah.
No, they're laughing.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your business. We appreciate you listening. And tell everybody you know 2 things: buy your cars at Landoff and become AM and the PM. That's all we ask of you.
And Randy and Gala, you drove all the way from Alton, Illinois.
Why, I believe there are 7 dealerships between there and Alton, Illinois. At least.
And he's not going to buy anywhere else in the world right now. So you kind of helped, okay? But we closed the deal, all right?
All right.
I'm just telling you.
Kind of helped.
Can we have a phone number?
You sound like you're bored with me right now.
No, I'm not bored. I'm just on the clock. You know, we have, like, other stuff.
I was on hold for, like, 7 minutes, and I've only been on the air for,
We were allowing a couple of extra callers because they were cute and they were female.
They were women.
Being Jose. Well, that's exactly right. I play favorites with women.
John, you know how we are. Our show is timed out to the second.
I'm sorry?
Oh. You heard me. He's laughing hard over that. Just Randy is always good-looking man, you know? It's all right. A little equal treatment to everyone, all right, Frank?
No, I'm not interested in good-looking man. That's another radio personality you'd have to call. We won't get into that. Could we have a phone number?
We'll just sell the good-looking men out there in the world. We will sell you and give you a great deal along with the good-looking women of the St. Louis metropolitan area.
And the phone number is?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
All right. Randy and Gala, thank you for your business, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Be careful. Enjoy the Traverse.
We will. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
All right, John.
Frank.
Thank you. We'll send you more. We'll always send you more.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Did you notice that? He is always the one that said, they were just telling me how much we've never heard them say it.
No.
How much they enjoy his contribution. That was John Londo, practically professional duck caller. A quick break, and we're back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
Speaking of cars, we're going to see how many are out on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan. We've got eastbound 40 downtown, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then when you get on 64 eastbound in Illinois, going to be slow from the 70 split all the way to Kings Highway 111. That's because their left lane is down for some road construction. If you're traveling westbound on 40, the slowdown is Science Center through McCausland. You're heavy again, 270 out through Maryville Center. And then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge, there was an earlier stall. That's been cleared, but that's why you're jammed up from Long Road. Also on westbound 70 from the McKinley Bridge out through Grand, and it looks like we've got some stop-and-go traffic there. Northbound 170, we're slowing the usual spot, 70 up through Airport Road. Eastbound 270, midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And we have some heavy traffic on southbound 270 from Olive through Ladue and from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Crunch a muncha on the new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt at Subway. The chicken enchilada with the gotta have it crunch. The crunch is calling, so hurry in to score one today. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney, and you probably heard I'll be out the rest of the week, so we did a nationwide talent search, and we found her.
Me?
You.
But I was just down the road.
Kara Sneed. So what are you going to do with the show? I mean, it's only 2 days. Don't get, like, really comfortable.
Oh, I won't. It's going to be hard to fill your shoes.
You have no idea.
I'm just trying to keep the audience for you, at least keep them for 2 days.
Yeah. What's the most famous person you know that we'd be like, no way?
Most famous person I know?
Martin Kilcoyne.
You know him?
Yeah.
You've met him?
Yeah.
The Martin Kilcoyne?
There you go, a little respect. Please. So tune in for Kara Sneed as she's in for me Tuesday and Wednesday here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll try not to screw it up. Good luck with that.
It's time to get a jump on summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. If you want to trust somebody with your deck, it's Outdoor Living. Now, they also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of their decking materials used for the projects, so you get professional-grade material for sale at contractor prices. Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, and mildew resistance, and it comes in 17 different colors. So this summer, how's your deck holding up? Time to get a new one? Time to replace it? Time to check out Outdoor Living. Big Bend and Highway 44 in Kirkwood, right across the street from Quick Trip. Big Bend and I-44, Outdoor Living, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
There's nothing better than celebrating championships in St. Louis. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and we're offering ring promotions this year. There's the 1964, 2004, and 2013 ring giveaways. Get your tickets through promotional packs or with individual tickets. Visit cardinals.com/promotions.
And they mob Wainwright as he goes a distance tonight.
Are you thinking about coming to a lot of Cardinal games this season, but reconsidering because you don't have anything to wear? Well, stop. We have you covered. On a handful of weekend games this season, the Cardinals are giving away replica jerseys. Get tickets to all six games, plus four more through our promotional pack, or buy them as an individual game. Tickets are on sale now. Visit Cardinals.com for more information.
Attention men. Want to ensure your relationship with your significant other blossoms this spring season? Don't wait another season to make your love life more enjoyable. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available, and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests, including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
This is Scott Sherman. I'm here with Steve Scowler in the St. Louis Home Retention Group. You know, Steve, I get these things in the mail all the time, these come-ons from mortgage companies, but I'm not qualified. My credit's not good enough. You guys can help me when the other ones can't, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We should not be confused with the 99.99s of the world. That's not our customer. That's not our client base. Our customers are people who cannot get approved through those guys because they're behind on their mortgage. There's a significant number of people out there who find themselves in higher interest rates, and more importantly, they find themselves in danger of falling so far delinquent on their homes that they're not going to be able to save them. That's who the St. Louis Home Retention Group is.
500 area families that have gotten help. How do others get in touch with you to get your help?
There's two ways to get a hold of us, Scott. 636-527-5121 is our office number, or you can get a hold of us through our website at www.stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
St. Louis Home Retention Group, helping families one home at a time.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu. Made for business.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, this music has a whole new significance to me now that I know about Johnny Carson's schlong. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment, starring, of course, Bill Clevland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab. Your AM of the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free, and it's a great app to get you a McLeod Cab. And now, here's Bill Clevland.
Happy Monday.
You too, Bill.
Well, the Kansas City area spelling bee has finally ended after 95 total rounds. They had to be halted and resumed after they ran out of words. It got so bad at one point officials had to get new words from Dennis Miller.
Oh, man, he's got plenty.
And in 2016, China will open its own Disneyland, which Disney says will be both authentically Disney while respecting Chinese tradition. Which explains why Huey, Dewey, and Louie's parents could only keep one of them. Chinese way.
Yeah.
Although spring, of course, we set our clocks forward this weekend, and winter ends, thank God, in 9 days.
Hallelujah.
Or as my neighbor apparently calls it, still too early to take down the Christmas lights. Gotta wait. And finally, this Well, a 6.9 magnitude earthquake rattled Northern California this morning. The quake was so strong it knocked half of San Francisco back in the closet.
Whoa! That is strong.
A lot of... The Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by McLeod Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, where it's sunny and 75 degrees. I'm Bill Clevland on Big 550 KPRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill Clevland, courtesy of McLeod Cab. Now, earlier in the news, I thought Colin said it was 80 degrees.
Oh,
there's a big difference there. And I'm going to go with Colin. I mean, because
he is the news.
Well, he has access to the entire KTRS weather
system. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that's important to note. Hang on, I have just enough time. Let me just check what I have in front of me here. It shows current, 77. Split the difference, I guess, between what the two of them said. Playhouse is on the way. Great old joke and a bunch of other stuff to talk about. Right now we're going to talk about a name that's the name of a company, a name of a really good guy who's a friend of mine, Tom Price. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I don't know that I've known another guy named Thompson with a first name. Tom, he goes by. He and his wife Candy were on our trip with us. And all of the people with us got a chance to see what kind of people we allow to advertise on this show. And that's actually... very important. It doesn't seem to be too important to most other people on the radio, but it's always been important to me. If I don't like you and I don't like your business, obviously if you don't like me, you're not going to be on, but I have to respect you and like what you do and the way you do it, or you're not going to advertise on this show. If you think you might meet those requirements, you get a hold of me. Like Tom Price did about 18, 19 years or so ago. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. I don't think there's anybody who could do a better job with your kitchen or bathroom and give you more of your money's worth. ThompsonPrice.com is the website, and it is 5 o'clock at the Big 5.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. joining the investigation.